Okay, so serious question for both of you and everyone listening. Have you ever had a moment where you're just like, I want to freaking blow up my business? This is not working. I'm so frustrated.
Yes, multiple times
So
a
many
year.
times. So many times. Well, I feel like we need the
Which time? Which time? The one last week or the one the month before that now? Well,
Yeah.
firstly,
What does that feel? What is that like when that's happening? What does that feel like? You're like, oh my gosh, I just need to blow up my business. I hate this so much. Like, paint the picture.
For me, I feel like it stems from a frustration of some sort, either like frustration with the amount of work I have. Frustration with a lack of work. Like, it's usually some sort of frustration that's just like pent up. And it's just kind of one of those things where you're like, all right, this isn't working. Clearly, either I'm overwhelmed or I'm underwhelmed. And I just can't do it anymore. I want a very simple life. I just want to go clock in at Target.
100%. An hourly job? Should I
Yeah.
just drive for Uber? I don't know.
Yeah. It just feels like it would be so simple. To not have all this like responsibility to get business, to manage the amount of business. Like it really isn't, it's an equal opportunity, sort of problem when I want to blow up my business. It could be either lack or abundance, but yeah, it's usually stems from frustration.
Yeah, mine stems from anxiety. So if I am feeling anxious, I'm a generally anxious person. It's something I've struggled with my entire life. And so when I hit that threshold of high anxiety, I think about like, what if I just go like work for the man? You know, like would that give me more consistency? Would that make me feel better? And I actually, when I know it's really bad, I get on LinkedIn. That's my tell. I start looking for jobs. I like just get so in this hole, and then I'll be like, it's happening again. And I
Scrolling on LinkedIn.
yeah, I was like, do I need like my real estate certification? Like I just get all of these like ideas, and then I'll start getting all of these LinkedIn emails
Oh my gosh.
like over the next few days, and I'm like, I did it. I did it
I've
again.
done that too with LinkedIn, but I think because it says like CEO at Dangerous Creatives on my LinkedIn, it's like there's a CEO role open at this random factory or tech company. And I'm like, I am not what? LinkedIn, you have not figured it out.
Yeah, I get consultant roles for things I'm not qualified in at all. I'm like, I don't, they think they can just throw me in there. That and then that gives me the check of like I start reading the job description and like what the hours are and the range of salary. And I'm like, that sounds terrible, actually. And it snaps me out of it a little bit.
I've never done the LinkedIn scroll, but I have it. I notice it's really bad when I go somewhere and I see someone doing a job that I normally would never want, but I'm like, I feel like I could do that and it would be okay. Like,
Yeah.
door greeter at Walmart or something. This feels like an easy, simple life,
Yeah.
mindless, saying hello to
Yeah,
people,
ready for the
checking the
vest.
receipts at Costco. Like I sometimes that sounds like a really good plan, then I know I've gone too far down the rabbit
Yeah.
hole. Those are all very amazing jobs, but I know that I would not be happy in them.
Yeah. Kristen, yeah. What's your, do you have like a job fantasy? When you go off the rails.
I don't know, because I did have a job where I was like an employee and I didn't get paid very much. And I did take work home with me. I checked like work email at night. It was like a very relational job, like it was still with people and I was working with people. And I carried that stress home with me. So I'm like, I do this sometimes, but I also have not experienced a real life job that was not stressful. I think I just have been like anxious in all my jobs.
Yeah.
I feel like I've worked some 9-to-5 jobs in addition to doing photography like throughout the years, and they're stressful in their own way, but I've never taken my work home with me, and I think that's the fantasy for me,
mm-hmm.
that like separation
between, to turn your mind off.
To turn my mind off. Yeah. And to have kind of a moment in the day where your responsibility ends is appealing mm-hmm. to me
mm-hmm.
In that fantasy world. There's so much that also is unappealing, you know, but that security, that ability to walk away at the end of the day and not, you know, carry it on.
Totally. Yeah,
so nice.
Yeah. What I think we've all worked like other jobs. So I mean, I worked in the music industry for a while, and that was definitely something that I took home.
Mm.
And I thought it would be this like amazing thing, like glamorous, like such fun things I got to work on, and like celebrities and whatever. And it was not, I was anxious. It was all the time. Like I was like those moments of LinkedIn scrolling, I still felt the same, you know?
Yeah. I've worked, I mean, lots of different jobs, but some I had more responsibility and felt that squeeze, like in a management type role.
Mm-hmm.
But I've also been like an admin, which I was just like, all right, it's 4 o'clock, bye. Like, you know, I didn't feel any personal responsibility outside of just doing my work.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also been a nanny where my work became my life, similar to being a business owner, mm-hmm. at least for me.
I definitely can relate with, I nannied, and that was something that I've used a lot of those skills in entrepreneurship, I think.
It is interesting though, because, you know, we all work with a bunch of clients too, and I feel like we see everyone at some point be like, I want to burn this down, you know? And so I think like in my own life, and I don't know if y'all relate with this in my life and business, but also in clients' life and business, I think sometimes it can be when we make a big jump in like pricing or success or revenue, it's like, I was making this much and now I'm making twice that or whatever. And you're trying to like grow really quickly and adapt to this new space that you're in that feels really scary and uncharted. And like, what if I fumble this opportunity, you know? And that's a lot of stress. And so I've had it at that point where I'm like, oh my gosh, this is too much pressure. I can't handle it. And then you have to kind of like talk yourself out of just setting fire to everything so that you can integrate all the things that you've learned and that you've done. Or I've had it when I get anxious about money where I'm like, oh, something else would feel more stable. I do pretty quickly coach myself out of that though, because I've been with people that have been in corporate work and like, it's not that stable, you know, it's like mm-hmm. jobs can get lost too. So, or just like, yeah, taking too much home with me or taking the emotions on. What is it for you? Like, what triggers you wanting to blow your business up?
For me, it's almost feeling like I'm maybe people pleasing too much. Like I feel like I really start to notice those feelings coming up of wanting to blow up my business and just go work somewhere else when I find myself letting work bleed into my personal life all the time. Like my boundaries just kind of disappear. I start people pleasing more. I feel anxious and imposter syndrome-y. Like I have to like overperform for these people and they have to know how much I care, because otherwise they're going to go somewhere else mm-hmm. that's cheaper or better or whatever. And so I kind of talk myself into like, oh, well, this would feel so much less pressure. It's just to go punch a clock, you know? So for me, it's that overwhelm, that frustration, or the underwhelm of like, why isn't this working? So it kind of can go both ways. But I think the most common one recently has been that I'm not upholding my own boundaries. You know, I don't work Fridays, but then I find myself sitting at the computer on Fridays, or I, you know, have notifications turned off on my phone for the messaging system I use, but I still check it at 10 p.m. Why? Good question, Jen. You know, I'm like, I'm doing it to myself, but then I get resentful and frustrated because it's like, I can never get away from work, but yet I'm the one not letting myself. And the reason I'm doing that is because of feeling of an, you know, inadequacy or, Yeah. I mean, there's like so much underneath, like a duck gliding along the water, you know, there's just turmoil, and addressing that ultimately is what I have to do, because even if I quit my job tomorrow, blew up my business and work somewhere else, that those feelings of not being good enough or not, you know, whatever those are that are the reason I'm feeling that urge are going to continue following me to somewhere else. And I'm going to get bored and restless in this office job and want to start a business again. And then the cycle repeats. Right. Mm-hmm. So it's like, there's something in me that is feeling like I'm not worthy or deserving maybe of this. So I let it bleed into so many different things, thinking if I don't have my hands in it all the time, or I'm not monitoring constantly, it's going to just disappear. And I had a lot of really fast growth in my current career. So I think that has, it's made it kind of worse over the last few years, of that feeling of like, do I actually know what I'm doing? I mean, it creeps up, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For me, I'm looking for stability. And so if I'm trying something new, or I'm making some changes somewhere else in my life, I want it to feel as stable as possible. And so I just go there where I'm like, maybe that would feel more stable. Maybe if this was solved and this felt more stable to me, then I would feel stable everywhere else. Like, I feel like I'm like, maybe that'll be the weighted blanket that I need, or whatever. There's been different times where I won't take care of the other stuff in my life, and then I just nitpick the things that are making me anxious about work. And I feel like there's almost like this volume dial where it turns everything up, like it amplifies every little thing. And I start looking at all these things, and my husband, I'm like laying in bed at night, like talking to him about it. And there's been moments where he's like, you should just like not care. Like, can you just turn it off? And I'd be like, I can't turn it off. Like, he's like, you care so much in a way that like no one else is caring right now. Like, I had a business partner and other people working for me, and he was like, no one else is caring. And I'm like checking the schedule every night and making sure we're booked and looking through text messages and emails and making sure they sounded like our voice, like all of this stuff where it would make me feel safe in those moments. And it was like, this business has been running for a really long time and the work, it's not stopping.
Do you feel like it's almost like an element of control? Like, you're like, okay, well, if I can make this perfect and care so much and make sure everything's like lining up, then all this other stuff will feel better too.
Yeah. Yeah. And I noticed it more. So for me, over the last few years, like, my health has been a total roller coaster since probably 2018. And so I was recovering from major surgery and still on like pretty heavy pain meds, and was making spreadsheets in my bed. Cause it gave me this sense of control, and I could like still show my value and optimize my business and do all of this. And I started another business on my medical leave, and it was just because I felt, you know, super anxious at that time.
I'm pretty sure I did that right after delivering a baby. I was like checking email within a couple hours of like delivering a baby. I was like, oh, you're ready. We'll be back too soon.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh, what was I doing?
That's one of my friends that's in sales. She was holding her baby after delivering and took a phone call. Like, she was just like, she was like, her life was unstable and she was holding her baby and knew something was maybe like a little wrong with the baby, and just she was in sales and took phone calls. It was crazy.
But I have so much compassion for that too. And when we talk about like money mindset stuff, and I feel like this ties in with what we're talking about, of like feeling like you need to blow something up, is like, we all have these things that it's actually about, like our money fears, our scarcity fears, our like blowing our business up. It's like about wanting to feel safe, or it's about wanting to feel loved, or wanting to feel capable, or wanting to feel appreciated. Like, we all have these core needs that really is the root of it. But a lot of times we look at all these external things and we're like, oh, if I changed careers, or oh, if I blew up my life, or oh, if I blew up my business, like this could be better. When it's like, we don't really want to face the actual thing that it is, you know? And I'm like so guilty of this too, because I want to feel safe and I want to feel capable. And so, yeah, I'm like answering emails while I, like, after I just delivered a baby, which is insane, but I felt like I had to in the moment. And like, that made me feel safe at the time.
Yeah, I definitely have regrets looking back, especially in parenting, where I'm like, I missed a lot of moments with my kids because I was overextending myself to make myself feel safe. And if I would have just taken a deep breath and really thought about what was happening, maybe I would have, like, it stole so much time for me. And I think that's something still where I'm like, this is stealing time, and we're not creating anything good during that time. Like, I think some people like that feeling of pressure and whatever, and I'm like, I'm not making anything good right now. And anything I've tried to create in my business during those times of anxiety have never worked out. Like, I'm like, must be time to create a course. You know, like, maybe I should record something. Maybe I should really step up my social media or whatever. And it's just, it doesn't work. It always falls flat.
One of the things with, like, with, letting work bleed into everyday life that I found I had to do, is to, like, schedule fun things or schedule personal things to do on my off days. Cause at first I was so bad at taking time off. I was, like, addicted to work. I was using work as a way to avoid feelings that I had in other areas of my life or things that I was, like, afraid to focus on. And so I had to start being like, all right, I am going to, I know just like, when I'm hiking or when I'm traveling, I'm not tempted the same way to work so much. Like, if I'm out in nature, I'm not checking my phone. I'm not feeling like I need to respond to that email. And same if I'm traveling, I'm like, they can wait a day. Like, it's fine, you know, and I'm so much more chill. And so I had to start, like, scheduling those things first instead of giving, like, all this space to work. Cause I always find that work seeps into every empty corner that I have. Do y'all feel that way? Like, have you had to schedule your free time or schedule fun things to do so that you don't always work?
I get really overwhelmed by having things on my calendar. So what I am working on currently and always is being okay being bored. And it's maybe finding something to, like, busy my hands, right? So, like, there's an app I have on my iPad where I, like, color, you know, like, and I might just be listening to podcasts or listening to a TV show and, like, coloring picture after picture after picture. And I might spend the whole day doing that on an off day, because having a lot of to-dos on an off day feels overwhelming to me. So, but I still struggle because I feel like I've wasted a day.
Yes.
And I actually just had this conversation with my partner, because he loves to play video games and he will spend an off day just playing video games all day. And I'm like, do you ever get to the end of the day and feel like, oh my God, that day just, like, was such a waste. I didn't do anything. And he was like, no.
I definitely have a theme in my relationship for sure.
And I was like, what do you mean? No. And he's like, no, it's something I enjoy. And I was like, because even if I'm like, I love to read, like, if I'm spending a day reading a book, laying on the couch, I feel like a waste of a person. And so I think a lot of my worth is wrapped up in work, which is why when I'm feeling not great about myself, I let it bleed into other areas. Or I see someone messaged me and I'm like, well, if they're working, I feel like I probably should be working. So yeah, so I'm, one thing I'm working on really hard is, like, embracing boredom. And doing something because I enjoy it is also worthy, like, just to enjoy it, even if it's doing, like, laying, you know, out in the backyard on a sunny day or whatever. It's, that also has value. That's something that I struggle with a lot. Like, productivity is very important to me, so when I don't feel productive, it feels very, like, it's not I'm resting, it's I'm lazy. So anyways, this could go into a whole nother conversation.
It's like a whole, like let's get into inner child work. Here we go.
Yeah.
I feel you with the wasted time where I'm like, if I didn't organize, even at my house, like, I'm like, if I'm not thinking about work, then I need to organize something, or I should, you know, like start a project or get into something I think I should do. And, or like, I should be improving myself. Like I should be listening to a podcast about business, or I should be reading a book about it. And my therapist said something to me last year. She was like, I don't want you to read anything about business, no podcasts, no anything. And so this year, and I've just focused on books that I enjoy and really like just an audiobooks, not where I'm like holding a book and sitting. And sometimes I'm like, I need to take a walk and do some like self-care there too, but just like fantasy books, like things I would have never, ever gotten into before. And even just like, I'm going to read Harry Potter today, you know, and that's definitely, I think, helped, like giving me, like you're coloring, like giving something else to like occupy my brain, and teaching it not to focus on being like frantic working.
But I think it's interesting that you, I mean, it makes sense because I feel like you are a busy person. So scheduling fun things outside of the house is like a motivator for you. Whereas like, I can't, one Zoom call a week is my
limit. I mean, like scheduling a lot of things. It's like, I'll put it on my calendar to like go hiking on Friday, you know, like take Hudson hiking, my son. And so it's like, it's there, but it's also a flexible thing. It's not like I have to meet someone at this point or whatever.
Do you feel like you still have to do that, or how long did it take you to get to that point where you naturally started doing it versus feeling like, okay, if I have an off day, I might have to make a point to like plan something fun, whether it's flexible or not, so I don't sit and work? Like, how do you feel like you've gotten to a point where you don't have to be as conscious about it?
Yes and no, because I'll still like end up working sometimes, you know, or I'll make an exception. And so I think it's easy to kind of break our own rules, but I do feel like, okay, so I've been taking sabbaticals for a while now, which, you know, is like a month off. And the first time I did it, I just felt like my body was going to explode. I didn't know what to do with not like being on Instagram constantly or not answering emails constantly. I was worried. I like really was stressed. But I feel like this is a thing we have to get better at over time, because, you know, the next year I did it, it was better. And the next year I like made it, you know, I created some kind of outdoor adventure that we did too. So my body was busy, and that like kind of helps with my mind, keeps my mind quiet too. And then last summer I was like, I'm a lady of leisure. I'm enjoying 2 months off and I'm not mad about it. I feel great about it. I had built in structures. So I felt like, hey, money is coming. It's okay. You just got to get through these 2 months. And so I think like, instead of beating myself up that I really need security or I really need these different things, I try to just like support them in the structure of my business. That way, like the time off feels better. But oh my gosh, I was a mess the first couple of times I did a sabbatical.
Yeah,
I took one in Inspire Bayou. I took a couple weeks off.
Was it miserable?
In 2022. I was trying to make some, I had some like health stuff. And I remember being in my office one day with one of my employees, and I looked at my computer and I had just gotten some more news about my health. And I just looked at her and I was like, I'm taking a sabbatical. I think I'm taking the next month off. Like part of it's going to be surgery recovery, but I am at my max. And so it was really because I was so overwhelmed. It wasn't entirely intentional. And then I took that time and had some like trusted people that had known me. And I was like, can we schedule like a lunch? Like, can I ask you some questions about like what you see in my life and like how I've been supporting myself? And I'm thinking about making some career changes. And it was such a restorative time. And I would say like after I got over freaking out and I was still checking my email and like answering questions and like jumping in. And finally my business partner and manager were like, stop talking to us. Like, we've got it. We told you to go away. And I like really reconnected with my husband and we had a great trip during that time and our kids were gone and we went on dates and I like got to know myself and gave myself permission. I was like, okay, I'm having like big changes come my way. And then this year it was a little different because I was in the middle of a move and whatever, but then we all went to Portugal and I added more time on before we did study abroad. And it was way easier to chill. I was just like, I think too, because I was in a different country, I would be like, my autoresponder was like, I'm out of the country and unable to respond, which I was like, there's Wi-Fi in Portugal, but like, I don't care. And it was, I came back and it really, I had some hard stuff happen after that. And it totally like helped me create. And like the clients I got after it were way better. And like those like pieces of joy from that, like sustained me for the period of time after that in a way that I didn't realize was possible without that rest and without turning it off. So, yeah.
Yeah. I've never taken a month off. But I did take several trips last year. I think I traveled five times. Yeah. And when I travel, I just tell people I'm off. I tell my clients I'm off. I'm not like, oh, I'm working, but in a different time zone. I don't bring my laptop. Like, I really do just focus on the travel portion. But I don't think I would be happy leaving my home for a month. I have a lot of animals and just, I am kind of a homebody. And so I don't think I could take a month off and be at home. In fact, I know I couldn't. At this point in my life, I think I would really have a hard time. I don't work Fridays, so I have 3-day weekends. If there's like a Monday holiday, it is hard. It is really hard for me, like, to really unplug when I'm at home. I think it's the boredom.
Home is your office.
Yeah, home is my office. It's just, it's easy for me to fall into that routine, that pattern that someone messages me and it's like, oh, I'll just do it quick, which is why I end up at my computer on a Friday morning or afternoon. And before I know it, it's 3 p.m. and I've worked, you know? So it's, I don't think I could take a sabbatical that long and be home, but I also don't, knowing myself, could not be gone that long either.
Yeah. I feel like there's a bunch of different ways to do sabbaticals, but I have found that like, if I'm ever feeling burned out, that means I need to like stop for a second and like reevaluate my life or take a week or take a long weekend or whatever and just be like, okay, turn the lights on. Let's like see what's happening. Then we can keep going after that. But yeah, I feel like it's such a good reset or just a chance for like creativity to channel in a different way. Cause when I know for me, overworking is a way I avoid stuff. You know, I'm like, la, 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 la.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm just here working, you know, that's just me. So like when I take a break, I have to face the shadowy stuff. I have to face like, is this still really what I want to do? And kind of recommit to it and lean in.
Can I just offer like a piece of advice blanket wise to anyone who's listening, myself included? If you like, my mom tells me this all the time, it's okay to just take a break. Like, it's okay. Like if you're having those feelings of like, I want to blow up my business, I want to quit everything, I want to go work at Target. It's okay to just step away from Instagram, step away. If you get an inquiry, just say, I'm not available, and reevaluate instead of making a huge announcement or closing down your website. Like, it doesn't have to be so dramatic. You can give yourself like the time and the space to think about it. You know, there's that phrase, like, it's not an airport. Like, you don't need to announce your departure. Like, you might want to come back. So maybe just take a beat and really consider. I think we've all seen it. And, you know, social media, whether it's a big corporation, like businesses do stuff like this, but I think it's, you don't have to quit. You don't have to go full force. There's an in between of just taking some time.
Oh yeah. We were talking about this earlier where like you can tell if someone needs to take a break, like they are on social media, if they're trying to push through, you'll see people like the stuff they post or if they're overwhelmed. And I'm like, you're on the edge of like a mentee bean. Yeah. Like you need to,
you take need a vacation, to Linda.
get off Instagram, like take a deep breath. Like,
but maybe we can talk about that. Some like signs that someone needs to take a break. And yes. Jen, I know, you know my signs,
yeah.
But like, and you can say them, but like, what do we see generally? We're like, that person needs a break. Or like, what have we seen in each other or in yourself that's like, this is a surefire sign, I need to step away for a second.
Is my LinkedIn scrolling is number one. And yeah, I'll notice in my body this tension. So like my shoulders will be really tight, or all of a sudden I'll be really sore. I've got a headache, or I'm like snapping at my kids, or I'll like kind of disassociate. Like I'll just be like online, like looking at random stuff. And then all of a sudden an hour's gone by and I am like, oh, I really need to take a break for sure. Or just doom scrolling Instagram. That's when I really know. I'm like looking at random stuff or like TikTok where I'm like, how did I end up down this hole? Like, who cares? Who cares about this? Why do I care right now?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I can think of a million that I see people post all the time. The like editing cues on Instagram stories, like the I'm getting to you. I will be in touch. My, you know, editing is just consuming my every moment and I haven't gotten to my emails. Like, stop. Just go for a walk or something, yeah. Please.
Are people like announcing their boundaries?
Yeah.
And like,
I will not be answering DMs.
Don't stop DMing me. If you do, I'm not looking at it. There's too many in there. I'm not reading them. I've shared so many times about how you can contact me. Like,
it's like when your resentment starts leaking out into your public profile. I mean, again, not to like bring it back to the dating comparison, mm-hmm. but it's like if your dating profile says no F boys or whatever, mm-hmm. or like you're showing your former wounds, you know, mm-hmm. and a new person coming in that's not an F boy. It doesn't need to be like, oh, she's had a bunch of F boys or whatever, you know, like.
Yeah, no, I think it's like you saying like, if we can get better at noticing our signs, yeah. and taking a break, like that energy is so repellent.
Yeah.
Like I don't.
Honestly.
Like, I don't want to hear this. Like, take care of yourself, like respect yourself, put some self-care in there. And I mean, this is a practice for yeah. sure. Like, obviously from this, like we're all still learning how to practice this. And I think it gets easier and easier, but I think also having people in your life that know your signs, like
yeah.
that will be honest with you and kind to you and say like, hey, like take a mental health day. Like you are off the rails right now.
You're looking a little desperate there, Kristen. Jen knows my signs. You can tell all my signs.
So Kristen's signs are, I can tell she's getting a little anxious about security, safety, whatever, because she'll text me and be like, I'm feeling a little stale. What if we, you know, cute idea, like
that was a random idea.
No content. And I'm always like, Does Kristen need a little mini intervention? I think it's important to have someone who knows that about you and can just be like, remind you, like we decide, you know, like you had said, I really want to focus on these three things because I tend to get overwhelmed otherwise. Like these are my focus points. If I, you know, you've said to me, if I start bringing stuff up, get me back on track. And so I feel like even though you said that to me, you know, we in the moment, it takes a minute for that tell to like sink into us too.
Yeah.
Like I'm always like getting pissed off when I see like a Voxer email come through, like so-and-so message you and it's like Sunday at 2 p.m. And I'm just like, ugh. And then I'm like, no, this is you, Jen, because you're overworking. And now you're like, well, if they're working, I have to be working, you know? So it's like, you know what your thing is, but sometimes when you're in it, you can't always tell until you're kind of too far gone.
Well, I feel like it's like an adrenaline rush or like a cortisol rush, mm-hmm. where it's like, first it's stress and then it's like, ooh, I should do this thing, you know? And so you kind of like talk yourself into thinking this is like a good thing or whatever. My other thing, and Andrew that calls me out on it, is I'll cycle through like 6 apps. It's like, I open my mail, I check it, I scroll it. I open Instagram, I check it, I scroll it. I open Voxer, I check it and scroll it. And I like do it, and I'll do it like 3 times. Mm-hmm. And I'll do this whole cycle of like, does anyone need me? And I just check all the apps and be like, stop.
I do that too.
Oh yeah, now I'm like, ooh, that's a symptom.
Yeah. It's like, it's such a habit that I'm not always even aware that I'm doing it. He's like, you're doing your app cycle again. You need to like go on a walk or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it's like a dopamine hit or something. Yeah. I think that's why I do it. But I do the same thing. It's like mail, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, mail, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Voxer. Like Voxer like throws in every like random mm-hmm. third loop. But yeah, I do that too.
And so now I feel like we need to share anything that has helped us, because I feel like there's a couple different sayings I've learned how to say that can help, or like tiny boundaries that feel so elegant when you say them or when you learn them, that just like can make a big difference, or just like different habits. So like one I'm thinking of, for example, is like someone texts you on a Thursday or whatever and is like, hey, I need vendor images for this. Or like, did you get a photo of this? Or something where it'd be easy for me to just like drop everything and go to my computer and solve the problem right there. And I just started saying like, hey, I'm going to be back at my big computer on Monday and I'll check for you then. You know, and like 99 times out of 100, that is more than enough response, and they're like, yeah, great. Mm-hmm. You know, like I take on the urgency mm-hmm. of thinking they need this immediately when they might need it later. So just like, hey, I'll be back on I'll check for you on Monday or Tuesday. Or I had an editor that came on Tuesdays for a long time, and I could be like, my editor comes on Tuesday, so I'll get that to you Thursday. You know, like it just was a little stamp in my calendar that I can reference. And so I think even if you don't have an editor, you can be like, my editor, Bob, or whatever, or I'll be back at my computer editing on Tuesday. I'll get it to you then. I feel like that can be such a good thing we get in the habit of saying.
Yeah. Especially when it comes to other people. And like a lot of times I've had to be like, their urgency isn't an emergency. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes we have to realize like people are contacting us because they just thought of it at the time. It's not really this demand on us.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. It's funny because all of my clients are so great, but I will get a Voxer maybe on like a Saturday and I see it come through when I'm randomly checking when I'm not supposed to. And literally the first thing they say is, Jen, if you're listening to this and it's not Monday, this can wait. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I feel seen. So having other people who are like helping you, if they know you kind of struggle or like feel like something's urgent when it's not, like having someone who is like, hey, I know, I don't want you to stress. This is not important. I just thought of it. And like, you can deal with this later, or mm-hmm. finding another method that's not a pain like we have done. Mm-hmm. So because I think, oh God, if they're messaging me on a Saturday, there must be something they need right now. Like mm-hmm. it's that mm-hmm. kind of adrenaline, like fight or flight thing where I'm like, did I forget something?
Am I in trouble?
Is
the principal calling me to the office?
Or like, is this an emergency? Did I mess, you know, something messed up and their website's down, you know, like it, I freak out. Cause all you see is just that there's a voice message or something, you know? And so
oh, yeah,
it was like a
7 minutes.
Yeah,
oh my gosh.
Oh no.
Voice messages make me anxious now because of that. Cause I'm like, I'll have to listen to this because what if it's something that's bad? And then what if that, you know? And yeah. So even being like, hey, I can't listen to this now. Could you give me like 2 words about what it's about? Is it, you know, is yeah. it an emergency? Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's real.
Yeah. Anyways, I've gotten, when I hear that, I'm like, oh no, they caught me. So I stop the message and listen to the rest.
Oh yeah. Because it says,
yeah, it's listen like, to. Jen, this is not urgent. I just thought of it. Like this is can be dealt with like next week or whatever. Yeah. So they've all like learned that I don't know, I have bad boundaries. And we just talked about boundaries and I sometimes have really bad ones.
My coaching clients do that too. They'll be like, I know this is a Friday, and so totally fine to answer this by Monday. And sometimes I'll have the energy to answer over the weekend, and sometimes I don't, but I appreciate that they're like, hey, I realize I'm just like putting this in here.
Yeah. I think for me, when I first started noticing that I was doing whatever, like feeling anxious or like overperforming or focusing on work all the time, I would go into this like shame mm-hmm. thing where I would be like, I should know better than this. And like, I really need to stop doing this. And I don't even have the tools to go know how. And I help people not do this. And what is wrong with me? Why do I even get to give that advice? And like, I really had to just start being compassionate towards myself. And that's something I've had to practice. Like, I'll start doing like 4x4 breathing, mm-hmm. Where you like breathe in for 4 seconds, hold it for 4 seconds, exhale for 4 seconds, hold, you know, wait to breathe again for 4 seconds. And that'll like help regulate me. And then I'll be like, you know what? Like, everyone's human and I can feel this way and just give myself a minute. And that sometimes will help. Sometimes will help me get back on the good track. So
I do think too, some of it has informed how I've set up my business, because I'm like, I want to be available for people, but I can't be available for 20 people, you know? So like, I'll do 5 weddings a year or 10 weddings a year, or have 5 one-on-one coaching clients at a time. So it's like, if I'm going to not have great boundaries, I'm going to have it with a smaller group of people that I can like really show up for and not continue to overextend myself. So I think some of it's both too. I've also found another one of those phrases that can be really helpful is like, even just to get ahead of it and be like, hey, I am jumping offline early this weekend. Like, I'll talk to you guys again Monday. Almost just informing the room or the group chat or the email thread or whatever, like, hey, going to be out of pocket until Monday. I'll come back to this Monday. That makes me feel way better. I don't know about y'all, but like, if I tell someone when I'm going to be back in touch with them, that gives me so much more freedom in that time. Mm-hmm. Or like, hey, your gallery is coming March 1st. You know, and like, I'm excited to get you these images. And then I feel so much more freedom to post on Instagram or to do other things or to, you know, make other work or take a vacation or whatever. Cause I've told them exactly when they're going to get the thing that they're waiting for.
Yeah. And I feel like good communication is important. Like, if we're here recording podcasts, doing all this stuff, I still have clients. And so I just say, hey, I'm going to be working around this other stuff, I just might not be as available as normal. Like, I might not respond as quickly. Just so it's kind of like that communication of making sure that they know where you're at. And I think that just makes everyone feel better and more secure, because they're like, oh, John, we'll get to it later today. I've let them know kind of what to expect. And I think with clients, it's important too. But also then doing what you say, you know, if you say your stuff's due on March 1st or going to be done March 1st, then actually being done March 1st is important.
Yeah. So I think that those things help. It's like, you set a boundary that you have to be accountable to. Because mm-hmm. if you say like, hey, I'm out of pocket, and then you are like, I couldn't wait. Mm-hmm. Like, I've had times where I've said stuff and then I've been like, oh gosh, I just wrote this email. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to time it and then like schedule send on Monday and then just take a deep breath.
Anything else that's helped you back it down when you have those moments of feeling like you want to burn your business down? So, I mean, we've talked about taking breaks, of finding like some boundaries with social media, scheduling fun things so that you can be really present, doing something that's not work related. Anything else that y'all have found when you're like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I can handle this new level that I'm at or this new place in my business. What do you recommend doing?
I feel like if I'm continuously butting up against that feeling, I've had to be like, maybe this is a sign I need to simplify, or maybe this is a sign I'm overperforming for my clients right now. And so I'll do a little like mental check of, does this part really matter? am I promising too much stuff? And there's definitely processes I've eliminated where I'm like, hey, like, cause I would like record my own Zoom stuff and I would download it and upload it into our, like my Google Drive that's shared with them and all the stuff. And now I'm like, not doing that anymore unless you really want them. So if you want them, let me know. And if you don't, no worries. And that was just a step that I would be like, oh, I forgot. And then it would make me anxious. And I'd be like, at the end of the week, be like, oh my gosh, I have so many Zoom calls that I never uploaded for all these people. And well, I just got rid of it.
Record their own now. They yeah. can like record it on their end. So that's not, you can just be like, if you want it recorded, you can record it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and then there was other things where I'd be like, I would remove stuff from proposals or things I would tell, even when I had like my brick and mortar business, there was some stuff where I kept like butting up against things. And I told my team, like, I'd be like, I don't think this matters anymore. Like, it's not adding to the client experience. It's something we said we had to do. And I'm sure you guys can relate as photographers too. Like, something we said we had to do, and it was so important to me at the time. And really, it's not affecting my client experience. Like, this can be done. We can be done.
Anything else for you?
I think one thing that I try to do, and we kind of talked about this earlier when we were chatting pre-recording, is like, when I'm like, it would just be so much better if I like blew this up and found a new job where I could just leave at 4 p.m. and not think about it. I then think of all the reasons why I'm so glad I have my own business. Like, I can travel when I want. I get to set my own hours. If I'm not feeling well, I can take the day off and not, it's just like a different feeling. There is more freedom. Like, so I feel like almost, it sounds so dumb, but like finding the gratitude and like the things that I do love about my business and really like literally listing them out, like
pros and cons list,
because, and then also kind of what you said about like, maybe I need to dial back. Like, what am I doing that's making me feel this way? Because oftentimes it's not a client issue. It's a me issue. Mm-hmm. What am I avoiding? What am I, you know, why am I feeling like I have to overperform, or, you know, diving deep, having therapy? You know, there's a lot that goes on, but I feel like a big thing is being grateful that I started this career for a reason, and I've been able to like build it up to something really cool. And like, I really honestly wouldn't give that up. So I think it's just figuring out what that underlying sort of struggle is, but having gratitude for what the possibilities are when you own your own business.
Oh yeah. I think, I mean, speaking of therapy, like, there have been times where I'm like, hey, I need a rescue, and that's okay. Like, messaging my therapist and being like, hey, I think I need like every week instead of every other week, or just someone to kind of coach me out of that zone and like be aware of my anxiety struggles and really be able to help me there in a deeper way, mm-hmm. has been invaluable.
Yeah. Well, and sometimes it's like taking a long look. It might not have anything to do with work. It might be, you know, my partner, I don't feel like we're sharing the load in the same way. Something has changed there, you know, maybe there's family dynamics happening. So I feel like, it's so multi-layered that therapy can really be such a helpful tool in figuring out that, because oftentimes that gut instinct, that like animal, like reptilian brain, like mm-hmm. thing that you focus on is often not really, that's not going to solve whatever the issue is. So when you're wanting to blow up your business, there's something deeper.
Yeah, I know. I think one of the biggest times I blew up my business, and I took like a year sabbatical almost, it was more about personal stuff than it was about business. It was like, I needed a full boundaries reset and systems reset in my whole life. I couldn't see it until I stopped doing some of the business stuff. And I'm like, oh, it wasn't actually about the work. It was about these other things that I'd kind of let get chaotic, and I had to clean them up. So, right? Like, mentors and coaches can often help you see it too, or a good friend that can mirror things back to you. But yeah, getting that feedback and being like, where have I let my life kind of run away with me? And is there anything I can do to make it more simple, or have compassion for myself, or ask for what I need from someone in my life? Those things are huge too.
Well,
Well, cool. Well, okay. So if you've ever been in this place where you feel like you want to burn your business down, everything feels like too much, maybe see if one of these things you relate to as well. Like, is there a process that can be strengthened? Is there something that brings you joy that's been missing for a little bit? And let us know what you think. We always love to hear from you. You can message me at Kristen Sweeting or Lauren or Jen at Dangerous Creatives. And we're just so thankful that you listen. And we hope that this brings just a little bit of feeling like you're not alone in whatever you're walking through. So thanks for tuning in.
Guys, thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of the Dangerous Creatives Podcast. We're so thankful that we can deliver this awesome content to you each week, and we're so thankful for your support and that you keep showing up to listen. If you want to dive in a bit more, we have our membership that is open year-round. We just launched a couple challenges inside of it, the Money Mindset Challenge and the Vision Challenge, and those are things you can walk through at your own pace. They're super fun and easy to get through, and also really inspiring if you're trying to make moves in your business. We have a monthly call as part of that membership too. So you get to join for a year, have community, jump in with a bunch of creatives, and also walk through the curriculum together. So if you want more information on that, you can check out that and all of our other offerings at dangerschool.com. Thanks so much, and we'll see you soon. This episode was produced and edited by the lovely Jen Madigan Creative. Music for this episode was written and recorded by Chammy D. Thanks for being part of our Dangerous Creatives podcast community, and we'll see you again next time. Yeah,